Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Pillowfort Pub. I am Anime Flux.
What's up? Is that me?
No.
Is that my cue?
No, Izzy dropped the ball, so you know what? Yes, it is your cue.
Hey, what's up?
Izzy, and Aradabot. Oh my god.
You introduced me? I gotta say my shit.
You just cock blocked him.
Yeah, man.
Fuck off! We always do it like this. What the hell? We didn't talk about this first.
Hey. Now it's Aradabot and Izzy and Anime Flux. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna introduce you guys. This is my podcast now.
Oh shit, we just got hijacked.
Oh my god. We got podjacked.
We're starting, right? This is the—
Yeah, this is for real.
Okay.
This is it.
There's no going back now.
Fuck. We just recorded— no, we were just like bullshitting for 5 minutes. And I stalled out like 3 times. I was like, I gotta get water. And they're like, you ready? And I was like, I had to poop. I had to take a piss and then turn into a poop. And then I had to get some, I had an eyelash in my eye. I don't know. I'm good now though.
Are you sure?
Recording, so. Yeah. I got everything I need, man. I got like a tissue in case I start crying and shit. I got a glass of water. I got some alcohol. I'm good.
I should have gotten water. Fuck.
Yeah. Should have got alcohol.
That's some. You got to stay on top of your game. You got to be hydrated.
Essential gear. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, so here's Pillowfort Pub. I don't know what episode this is.
It's 6, probably.
Six-ish.
69.
Sure. Yeah.
69.
Episode 69.
If you're missing episodes 5 through 68, then where the fuck have you been?
I just came on and we flash forward to the future.
Yeah. That's how we do.
All right, what are we doing? What are we talking about?
Izzy, what are we doing?
I don't know. Why is this one so weird? It's
God
fucking Aradabot.
It.
You fucking threw us off 100%, dick.
So Aradabot, what is it that you draw?
I mean, everyone listening to this already knows that shit. Right?
Oh my god, my phone is—
You're
scorched.
Not wrong. God damn it, Izzy.
This is either
amateur hour.
This is either the best or the worst opening to a podcast.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought I was working with professionals here. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Christ.
That was my bad. That was my bad. We never start before 5:30, so I wasn't expecting that.
All right. It's good stuff.
All right, just get in the game. Are we all high? This is the worst episode we've ever recorded so far.
I was thinking about that though. We should Fuck, dude, like, we should do, like, Hizzy can get high, I can get super drunk, and, like, Anime Flux can do some speed or something.
I was gonna say, make me the voice of reason.
Yeah.
No, you two have to have fun, and I have to be sober? No.
The designated driver.
I am not the DD of this podcast.
Oh, God.
Right. In real life, I'm almost always get stuck with DD duty.
Yeah.
Ugh. Damn it, that's terrible.
It is pretty shitty. Why do I gotta be the responsible one?
Yeah.
You're the adult.
No. I didn't sign up for this.
We're just kids, man. You're the daddy in the room.
Daddy Flux.
Daddy Flux. You like when people call you daddy?
Are you
a daddy? I don't know a lot about you. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, because we you could be a
we're
daddy.
Get this all out on the table right now.
I mean,
oh my god!
So his act and I, you know, we know a little about each other. For people that don't know, we're basically next door neighbors. So
yeah,
we see each other pretty often. We're hanging out. My wife is super good friends with his act, so we always have a good time together. But where do you live?
I'm East Coast scum.
East Coast scum, like Jersey? Like Jersey scum?
Oh, fuck, God.
Jersey
not
trash?
That, not, I mean, no, Jersey's great. What are you talking about? No, I'm Southeast. I'm Carolina.
Yeah. I'm on the West Coast, so I can talk shit about Jersey. They can't reach me over here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right now, someone in New Jersey is like, this motherfucker over here.
Actually, no,
I slammed the East Coast in the last podcast.
Yeah,
you guys were giving me so much shit about it.
I'm going to retract that statement. I love New Jersey. Actually, I've never been to New Jersey. I don't know shit about it, but I'm sure the people there are cool. So if you're listening, if you're from New Jersey, you're all right.
One
of my good friends is from Jersey,
fine.
So.
Are we talking? We're supposed to talk about something, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Sure. But I mean, we don't have to.
We started. We started talking about something. I think
we were talking about what a cool artist you are and what kind of.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah, you got to get off that topic right now.
God fucking damn it! All right. Well, wait. Before we move on to whatever we're going to talk about, if somebody wanted to check out your artwork, how did they find you? I know. I'm putting the plug on you right now. But
I guess. I don't. It's okay. If you just wanted to see the artwork, you would want to go to Hentai Foundry. So I don't know the exact URL, but you could just Google Hentai Foundry or Autobot, and I'm sure it'll take you there. That's like just to see the art, the easiest way to see it. Because I don't have a website, and like Tumblr and Twitter, you have to scroll through a bunch of bullshit. If you go on my Tumblr, it's like a bunch of asks. So it's like people constantly like messaging me. Sorry to stealth brag. it's not the best problem to have because I get too many messages and then I feel guilty for not answering them. And then I start answering them and people are like, stop answering messages, bro. It's nothing but messages on your fucking page now. But I just could probably Google Erotobot. Maybe something will come up and you can go there. Just you can find it.
How many times a day do you get asked, can you put me in Hot Shit High?
I haven't had that one.
Really?
Whoa!
Well, Erotobot, can you put me in Hot Shit High?
The
correct answer is no.
Okay, we'll go with that. Uh-huh. I can slip something. I give you a shout out or something maybe.
Oh, I'm gonna get the shit beat out of me. I know it. I'm gonna be one of those high school guys that gets their asses beat in the locker room or something for causing shit.
Yeah, I could think of something. If that's your deal, if you really wanna, you know, go that route.
No man,
that's
totally,
his fetish.
Totally. Yeah. Shut up.
Oh yeah, you like being stepped on? Is that a?
No, it's really not actually.
Really?
Yeah. I don't
know.
Okay, so
answer the question, Flux. Do you like being called daddy?
I haven't had it happen, to be perfectly honest. So I don't know. Like, I won't know the answer to that until it happens. Because I've thought about it, and I've thought about it both ways. I've been like, oh, it's kind of creepy. But then the other part of me is like, yeah. You know.
I wonder if people who actually, I wonder if people who actually are daddies like being called daddy, or if that just throws them.
Like people who are fathers.
Yeah.
I've actually heard. I mean, we asked Renezuo this question because he's a father. And he's like, no, fuck that shit. That's weird. And I'm like, yeah, you would say that, though, because you're an actual daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's mostly a dominant thing.
Yeah. That's what I consider it.
Yeah, it's really nothing to do with your father. It's more just
your daddy. Call me father.
Yeah, unless you got some daddy issues you need to work out in the bedroom or something. I don't know.
Oh, father. What are we doing in the bedroom, father?
What was that? Who just said that?
Why are you
Who's
taking
that?
That paddle that way? What?
Oh, that was you, Flux. I was like, that kind of sound like a Erotobot, but there's no way.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't do impersonations, but you're pretty good at that. I remember you read off one of my tweets.
That was you! I forgot about that.
Yeah. You were doing like a, was it like a Sean Connery? Or
It was Gandalf.
Oh, that's right.
Ian McKellen. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. It sounded kind of like a Sean Connery a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not great, but. Yeah,
dude, you're good.
I talk
good.
A lot of weird voices all the time. I like voice acting. I'm in the wrong fucking career.
Yeah. Nah, you're good at both.
Go back and do it all different.
We should make an animation.
Yeah,
we should do voice acting for it.
I am fucking down for that.
But it has to be. It has to be like a. You have to be like doing something sexual. You
yeah,
have
it has to be porn.
It has to be.
It has to be daddy too.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna call you daddy, and you're gonna test your voice acting. We're gonna find out if you like it.
And a previously unknown kink was discovered.
Daddy Flux.
I love discovering kinks.
Christ.
Yeah. Are you still? You can still. You still discover kinks at this point in your life. Still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty set in my ways. Still jerking off to the same kinks that got me going when I was like 12 years old and shit. That's nothing changed.
Well, on that note, we have a question for you.
Oh,
yes!
Fuck.
Hizzy, since you wanted revenge, do you want to do this?
God damn it.
You fucked us last time, okay? So now we're gonna fuck you.
All right, let's.
Daddy Flux is gonna whip out the hammer.
Yeah. Daddy Flux is gonna fuck you something fierce. All right,
give it to me, Daddy Flux.
Oh my god. Okay. Christ. Okay. So, what is the weirdest thing you've ever fapped to? No lying.
Ah, man, I gotta. Let me consider my options. Let me see which one I gotta go with here.
Okay.
God damn it, I don't know, man. I think the most the one that's coming to my mind right now is probably not the most fucked up. Is the most fucked up thing or the weirdest thing? I guess that's the same shit.
Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So probably the last one I remember that I felt weird about was it was a doujin. I don't remember the artist, but it was like Sailor Moon doujin. But it was like the little Sailor Moon,
Chibi,
like
Chibi
Moon or some shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was okay. First of all, I was high as fuck. I was super high. I don't remember how I got here, like how I found it or why I was there. And I was just jerking off, and like she was fucking the horse. There's like a unicorn.
I heard about that.
It's like Pegasus or something. She was fucking the horse, and then the horse was like, I don't know. It's like I can't fit. So he would like he shrank down. He got like super small, and then he was fucking her. And then I think he like got super small and like went inside her vagina or some shit, and was like,
Are you sure this is real or is this the weed?
Dude, I was so high that like I might have imagined the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure it's real because I tried to find it later. I was like, whoa, no, like, what the fuck was that shit?
I do know that in some way, in some medium, whether it was that doujin or not, I know she does fuck a horse because I've heard that from someone else.
Yeah,
and I thought they were joking until you just now confirmed it. So I was like, okay, that's a real thing.
Yeah, wow. that's not terrible, right? If I told somebody that, they would
pretty normal by what we do standards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. That's a normal day, right? Yeah.
Is there any other things that are weird?
Trying to think.
That one was kind of weak.
I usually back out of like, I usually nope out of like weird porn, you know?
Yeah.
But that's the funny thing is like my porn taste, like I like a lot of porn. And my porn tastes are like pretty, I feel like they're pretty tame, you know? Like, I just like looking at women a lot. And that's like all I need, man. Sometimes you get a little extra frisky and there's something weird going on, but not anything crazy. But there's this one site called, I think it's called Everything But. Have you guys seen that?
No.
It's they do like, I'm not really into butt stuff, but it's kind of hot. They do all this like butt shit. And and they get like, they put like women in those, they look like those medieval like torture devices where they clamp your like legs and arms and shit.
Yeah,
and they're doing like they're like pouring like oil inside the butt
Maiden?
And they're pouring. No, not an
no.
Iron
they're
Maiden.
Like
that's
these wooden things that they strap you to. Yeah. It's almost like you're being crucified, but it's not crucifixion.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's one that's kind of because, like I said, I'm
Sounds
not.
Hot.
You should check it out, man. I think you would probably
they,
dig it.
They put you in a T pose and they mess with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and they just. There's all this butt stuff going on everywhere. And it's funny because it's just like, normally butt stuff is not, it's not like my number one fetish, but something about the way they do it is cool. But
cool.
I wouldn't say that's like fucked up necessarily. I don't know, man.
No.
I consider
anal vanilla, to be perfectly honest.
Like, all the fucked up shit that happens in hentai because they do like all the crazy like wild shit that you can't do or see in real life. So that's where all the fucked up stuff comes from. I don't know.
The first time I saw like cum inflation and stuff like that in hentai.
What's cum inflation?
It's where someone's fucking a girl and they come so much that her stomach expands.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And like she's just like ballooned out because there's all this stuff going on in there. And like the first time I saw it, I was like, what the
I
fuck
do that shit every
is
day.
This?
I've never really been into that one.
I sort of kind of get it, but it's not something that I personally seek out.
Yeah. All the extreme shit like that hentai is known for, like nipple fucking and like all the wild shit like that, just never, I don't know, man. I feel like I usually don't need to go there personally. Yeah. I don't mind it, but it's like, I'm kind of a, when it comes down to the business, I'm kind of a simple guy, you know? I just like the...
There's certain things that are better in hentai, too, because there's a lot of things in my head that are way better in my head or in an art.
Oh, yeah. There's
like,
a lot of sexual stuff that, like, is way better in theory than it is in practice.
Yeah, like the one I told you about the other day, Flux. Like, that's not real life. That's just.
I'm trying weird to think. Fantasy. You don't have to say it, but.
Yeah, I don't want
to
say it.
We talk about a lot of sexual stuff off the camera, so to speak.
Yeah, we do.
So.
Oh yeah, you should get in on our conversations too. Yeah. We had see, that's the thing. That's what's so great about people that do like erotic art or work in the sex industry or whatever. It's just we're our conversations, man. People don't know, like, our conversations are popping when we're together, because we just talk about how often in your life do you get to have like a totally unfiltered conversation. Well, I guess some people do. Maybe I don't get out enough. You know what I mean? Like a conversation with like friends and shit about just what, like, just anything goes,
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
there's certain things you can't talk about to certain friends.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I've got really damn good friends that I do like tabletop gaming and stuff with, but I couldn't sit down with them and be like, so horse dicks, am I right? You know,
right.
That just wouldn't fly.
But last time his act and her boyfriend were over here, we had some good conversations. It was cool.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. We should have had that four-way.
Oh, man. Yeah. We're going to need a couple bottles of sake.
Yeah.
By that, I mean a couple cases. So... I don't know if I should talk about this, but yeah,
you can talk about whatever you want.
Because of the missus, but I don't think she'll mind. We talked about like actually this is probably a good conversation, so fuck it. We've talked about doing like, you know, shit with other people before, like it would be interesting if like we had a three-way, or if we like had a, if we swapped or whatever.
Yeah.
Just because it's not a bad conversation to have. I think everybody should have that conversation, so you know like where your boundaries are, and you know like how your partner feels about that kind of thing. But
yeah, totally.
But we talked about that stuff before, and it's always kind of an exciting conversation because it's like we really trust each other, and I think we could do stuff like that without it being an issue or like fucking up our relationship or whatever. But it's also like, as exciting as it sounds, I just feel like. I feel like when it gets down to it, it just wouldn't be. I don't know. I'm super self-conscious. So I would need to like, get in shape so I feel good about myself before I go and like fuck a stranger. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be fucking a stranger and acting like I'm all impressive and like looking down at my gross body and being like, "Yeah, you like
whatever,
this shit,
dude." You are not gross. What the fuck? You're so self-conscious for no reason.
I'm so self-conscious, but you haven't seen me without my shirt on, man. It's not shit. Ain't no. Not 20 years old anymore.
I totally fucking feel.
I feel like, once you turn 30, you like the next cheeseburger you eat after you turn 30, like your fucking stomach just turns into the shape of that cheeseburger.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, that's
your
true.
Metabolism and like the way that your body reacts to like shit, you just start feeling old right away. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I don't like my body either.
That sucks though. I mean, I feel like. Most people are probably that way unless you're super confident about yourself or whatever, but I don't know. I think I could fucking kill it in a threesome, you know?
Yeah.
But like you said, I think I would need to be a little drunk.
Yeah.
At least the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
I don't think I would ever want to do a threesome or like a swap sesh with like really close friends though, because that's what I'm saying. At the same time, I don't want to do it with a total random person I don't know. So it's like, who the hell are you ever going to do it with?
So the way that you do it, I think, and and hope nobody kills me over this, like experienced swingers out there who are listening to this podcast right now.
Yeah,
probably not too many, but I think the way you do it, probably the way you do it is you find a good swingers club, and then what you do when you get in there, you kind of go in with your partner, and then you mingle and you meet other people and you learn what they're into, and then you tell them what you're into, and if you make a connection and you hit it off, then you could go into a room and fool around, or you can even just do shit on your own and talk to people and then come back later and check it out. You can kind of take it at your own pace, and then it's somebody you at least kind of have some sort of connection with. But I think the only, because we looked into it because we were curious, and I think the only, I don't know, I kind of would, I guess I would feel most comfortable doing it with somebody in my age group. I feel like a lot of the, I feel like a lot of the swinger clubs we looked up were for like older people, like people people go in there because I think that's like people who get into their 50s and 60s and shit and they're still like really sexually active. I think that's when people start getting real spicy and they're like, okay, I'm fucking 50 now, I'm 50 years old now, this shit, I'm never gonna, we ain't going back, we're only going forward, so let's just let's go and fuck this chicken with somebody.
my ex's parents were swingers and
Wait, it was weird. Are they still, did they,
I don't fucking know. I haven't talked to them in a really, really long time.
That's the other thing, too. Like, I think some people, again, I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass here, so. But I feel like I've heard of some people doing it, and it's like, we became closer and strengthened our relationship and whatever. And then some people, I think they do it because they think it might help them out, and then it just leads to more problems because it can't handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, like, I it's none of my business what people do. With themselves or other people, whatever.
With chickens.
But like, yeah.
But stop. What is with the chicken? I thought that was just a me thing.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just fucking around.
Dude, we're like connected.
What? Oh, like, you have a chicken thing?
Oh my
god! What are you
god.
Talking about?
You haven't told
he doesn't
him,
know.
Did you?
I don't know this.
No.
I thought we were close, and you're into chickens and shit. And you're not talking about it. Talk to
whether
me about these chickens you're fucking.
Whether she'll talk about it on the podcast or not, you should ask Hizzy sometime what she would do if she had a dick.
Oh man, God. I don't know. Can you fuck a chicken? Because they have like chickens
or
birds.
Some way to fuck it.
But chickens are birds, so they have that weird butthole, you know?
The cloaca.
It's like a 3-in-1 butthole. It's like an all-in-one butthole.
Yeah, it's an all-purpose.
So how do you do all
their business.
Yeah, but they're not getting fucked by their chickens. They just put their cloacas together and they like kiss buttholes.
Shut up. That's not how that... I refuse to believe
that's how that
works.
Okay, so chickens don't have dicks. Like chickens... I think
what?
The...
You're talking about rooster. Roosters, right?
I don't think birds have dicks. They just all have a cloaca. And
dude,
they
ducks
put
have dicks.
Ducks have dicks.
Ducks have horrible, disgusting corkscrew dicks.
They have the corkscrew dick, and then they have to meet a female with like the matching corkscrew, and then after they fuck, their dick falls off.
Shut up! That's not
true.
No, that's
yeah,
true. That's
dick
true.
Falls
that's
off.
Actually true.
Why do you think ducks are so angry? Why do you think Donald Duck is always fucking... Rah, 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 rah?
I just thought they were awful monsters.
Their dick falls off. They have to have sex with the corkscrew dick, and then it's probably painful as fuck.
And then
you gotta get that shit twist around and get that shit up in there, and then their dick falls off. That's like, either that's the hottest shit ever, or that's the worst shit ever.
I feel like the science is questionable behind this conversation.
Yeah. No, it's for real, dude.
Don't look to me for science.
This PSA brought to you by Erotobot.
Yeah, don't look to me for anything.
Anyway, getting back to the swinger conversation.
We can start a new conversation.
Oh, should we?
I don't know.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Cool.
Sorry to just cut you off like that. I just Maybe we should move on. I don't know. Hey, this is my podcast. Yeah, this is my podcast now. We're moving on.
Cool.
All right.
What's next?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, it's your podcast.
Off.
If you're gonna usurp my position, you better have a plan.
Usurper.
I thought you guys had a topic and shit.
Hizzy has something, right?
Yeah, it's time for the topic. All right, so actually, it was a Rodabot's idea.
That's right.
He came up with the topic. What do you do to get inspiration for like a new idea? Like, how do you get ideas for what you're going to draw, I guess, right?
Well, so I hope you guys weren't hoping that I had the answers because I brought that topic up so you guys would tell me how you do it. And then I could learn from you. That's what this was about. I thought I was going to get on here and fucking mine you guys for some information.
Oh, man.
Well, mine is... half shitty and half amazing. So when I try to come up with an idea, usually it's under an extreme amount of pressure because I've only got about 2 days before I have to post an update on my site, and I'm like, okay, what do these guys want to see? What should I draw this time? What do they want to see? Okay, they want to see dicks on a female.
But wait, hang on.
Are you
ready? So No, it's just that I don't understand. Like, you got kind of stuck on the Fuda thing, and then I got a friend. You know who they are. They go by Paula Rockhard online. And
I know who that is.
And they've vocalized their thoughts on how everybody wants Fuda, and you gotta draw Fuda to get the attention. You gotta be giving them these dicks and shit. And I'm like, is that really? I've never experienced that, because I kind of only tend to draw the things that I'm really into myself. And I like Fuda, but it's never been something that I felt like super compelled to draw. Is that really? Do you feel like everyone out there is just waiting for Fuda, or do you feel like you just do it, and then you get an audience that expects it, and then you have to keep doing it?
That second thing you just said.
Yeah.
It's once you open the floodgate, that's it.
Once you draw the Fuda floodgate.
Yeah. Fuda gate.
It's kind of the same.
#FudaGate.
It's kind of the same with anything, though. Like, that's how I started out at first on Hand Jeff Henry. I came around, I drew tentacles once, and that's all anyone would commission for me for like a year.
Yeah. Holy shit.
That's another thing.
Tentacles, that's another thing that people are really super into. Yeah.
I like tentacles. I like drawing them. Plus, they're so easy. Like, you can do anything.
Tentacles are easier than dicks.
They're like an all-purpose kind of thing. You can fill up the space of your image really easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just get all these things kind of wrapping around. It's like easy composition.
Yep.
You know?
You don't have to think hard to shade them or anything, too. It's just like, oh, it's two.
You don't have to balance their, you know, two bodies together with physics and gravity and proper anatomy.
Yeah. Yep. That's amazing. True, man. The less anatomy you have to do, the better.
Yeah.
That's how I start off most of my ideas, unfortunately, these days. But there are times, like recently, where I get an idea or I read a really, really amazing fanfic, and it just starts triggering all kinds of ideas in my head.
I should make an OC and just have it be like a tentacle girl, but make her like arms and legs tentacles instead of actual arms and legs.
I've drawn that.
Flux has drawn that, yeah.
Yeah, but that way, when you don't feel like fucking with anatomy, because arms and legs are hard to draw, you just bust out your tentacle OC.
Yeah, you just got big noodle arms, and you're good.
Fuck yeah, just draw some noodles and some tits, and then you slap your shit on there, you're done.
That's what you guys want to see, right? Noodles with tits?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to see.
Who among us has not looked down at the ramen soup at some point and been like, oh god, you know what this needs?
I want to fuck it.
Yeah.
It's gotta be some way to fuck it.
I wanna lay eggs in it.
Oh god, here we go.
What?
Okay. You haven't heard you this?
Hizzy, you're not chickens, you're into laying eggs in the soup. And what's going on here?
These are just all inside jokes that happen when we play Overwatch and stuff.
I thought this was in a stream.
Oh yeah, the egg. Wait, no, the egg thing was.
The chicken skin thing was in a stream.
Chicken skin was in a stream because people were saying like, "So what would you do if you had a dick, Hizzy? What would you do if you had a dick for a day?" And I was like, I would try to think of all of the different weird things I could, you know, put my dick into or like masturbate with. And I said that I would try it with a raw chicken skin because Listen, you know when you peel the skin off of a chicken leg or something and it's like slimy and gooey and like kind of.
Go on.
Like, it's like, I can't describe it, but it's like. It's like it moves, but it doesn't at the same time.
Yeah. It's like those water toy things that you can wiggle around that has the goo inside them. What the fuck is that even called? You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Inside-out balloon thing.
Yeah, that's the one. I think you could probably stick your dick in one of those, too.
I was saying I would try it with like a raw chicken skin because I think that would feel awesome. You know, with all the salmonella and everything.
All that E. coli getting up in your junk.
Do you guys
we
ever
only
use
have it for a day? Who cares?
Yeah. What's that?
You guys ever use a? You ever try to like a fleshlight?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels good.
You didn't? That wasn't super enthusiastic.
It's. I mean, nothing's gonna be as good as like the real thing. But as far as toys go,
did you heat it up?
No.
That's how you do it. See, that's why it probably wasn't super amazing.
I would be
so
really nervous putting that in the microwave.
No, dude. No, you don't put it in the microwave. That's not what you do. You
open warm water or something.
Yeah, you open like the pussy or whatever, the butt or whatever it is, and you hook it up to the faucet in your bathroom, and you run hot water through it. And then you do that.
That sounds awesome.
You do, yeah,
that
dude,
makes
and
sense.
And then you do it for about a minute or two, and whatever like the material is made out of, like the it's kind of like a weird rubbery material.
Yeah.
It heats up to just the right temperature. Like it's not gonna burn your dick, but it keep the thing. But the inside retains the heat, so you can fuck it for like an hour and it's still hot.
Dude, I wish I had a dick right now. I'm like getting turned on right now.
Dude, and like, I would rate it like 9 out of 10.
Wow.
There you go.
You have one of those? Do you still have one of those plugs? You should try that.
I broke mine.
Jesus, man.
What the fuck?
Calm it down.
That's why I don't have one anymore. I broke it.
How did you break it?
My dick like ripped through the side of that shit when I was fucking it. I was just like
through
fucking it so
side.
Hard, my dick just like ripped through the side of the thing, so I couldn't use it anymore. I thought that shit was supposed to be made to last. I thought it was strong, but apparently not. You could just
look. Just because I fuck pussy perpendicular to where it's supposed to go, does not mean it should break.
Well, you're trying to have a good time. You're like spinning it around and like gyrating your hips and shit. And you're trying to get it like, you know, you can't just be sitting there jacking off like a robot when you're using a fleshlight. You got to like get into it. Otherwise, it's just going to be weird.
Yeah, that's what makes it weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
You have a couple drinks. You fucking heat up that fleshlight and you fuck it without any shame, man.
Reckless abandon.
Reckless endangerment of the fleshlight pussy.
Oh my god.
Otherwise, you have to own it. Otherwise, it's just going to be like, fucking a rubber pussy. I guess that's what I'm doing Friday night. But if you get up in there.
When you put it that way.
And you're like, I fucked.
Yeah. You're really gonna...
I fucked something tonight. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I fucked something. Also, one of these days, we're just going to straight up have robots and shit. So you gotta start practicing
sign
now.
Sign me up for that future.
Because the robots are coming, and if you don't know how to fuck a fleshlight, you probably... Robot's probably going to break you
like
off.
It's not like the... Well, yeah. That's a good point.
And that fleshlight, they have one, it's called like the stamina version. And it's like it trains you to hold out longer because it's super bumpy inside.
Because
it's meant to get you off like in seconds because it's super bumpy. It's got all these little things inside, all these little like all these little nubs and things.
Little
and
nubbies.
So,
yeah,
and little balls and bumps and shit. And it's like so compact that when you just do it, it feels like you're fucking like five vaginas at once.
And then,
that's a hell of an endorsement.
It will just... Dude. I know, I should be the spokesperson for some of these toys. Hey, you want to fuck five vaginas at once? Get yourself this.
I see you saying that as like creepy, like open up your jacket and you're like, hey kid, you want to fuck five pussies at once?
I just make it like, in more of like a hillbilly voice to just appeal to like, you know, the right crowd. Hey, you over there, y'all want to fuck five vaginas at once?
You're
trying to do.
You ever had
five vaginas?
You ever had yourself five cooters all at once?
You know what it's like when you go outside and you getting frisky with that raccoon? You imagine five of them bitches on your dick.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fleshlight makes dildos, and they make weird dildos. And one of my followers actually bought me a dildo, and it's a zombie dildo.
That's up your alley.
Yeah.
Right?
What's that like? How's it?
I don't know yet. It's still
in
the
mail. Give us
the
full... Really?
You'll have to give us the Yelp review when it comes in the mail.
I will. I heard that it's really big, though.
Well,
I heard it's really big.
Oh, you had... You know, yeah. I heard that podcast where you were talking about that big dick, so you...
Dude, yeah, you know, right?
You're good to go.
I'm all stretched out. Broken in.
Cavernous, one might say.
Oh my god, you heard the podcast where we talked about the big dick. was great.
Yeah. You asked if he had heard the podcast, so...
I heard one of them.
I didn't know which episode he listened to.
I forgot we even had that conversation.
Me too. Damn, that was a good one.
Yeah. Hey, I have to admit that I'm feeling a little guilty because I dodged this question early. I should probably answer it, huh?
Which one?
What? Coming up with an idea?
Oh yeah, we forgot we were talking about that.
Yeah, sorry.
I figured since that's the right, that's the title.
That's the topic.
I feel like an asshole if I don't answer that. So what? I should probably answer it. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jesus. Fine.
It's your podcast, bro.
That's right. Yeah, it is my podcast. So I'll just take my time. coming up with an idea. I guess people probably want to know what I have to say about that. I don't know if I have a whole lot of insight, but I like coming up with cool ideas. I think that's kind of the thing that keeps me going, and that's what gives me inspiration and motivation to sit down and do something is the idea, you know. And if I don't have that idea, I feel like I can't really get started and do anything cool. So
right.
I don't really know, like, I forgot already what you guys said, how you came up with ideas, but
oh, well, Flux didn't answer it. He didn't answer it. Mine was...
Yeah, I totally did.
Mine was, I get a lot of my best ideas, in my opinion, from reading fanfics and just having my own little head in my head.
Right, like the comic you're working on came from, like, a pre-existing sort of world and template.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. So for me, like when I'm doing illustrations or whatever, I try, I guess this would be, I don't know if this is useful to anybody, but since I'm here talking about it, I'll try to start first with like a topic or any kind of like place or event or like thing you can do. I'll kind of start from there. Like one idea, just to give you an example. One idea I had, but I'm probably not going to do it because it seems too hard, but this is just an idea, kind of an idea of like how I get my process going. I come up with a place, for example, or like an event, like a baseball is an idea I had recently. So I think about baseball, and then I think about like how, you know, if we were going to add sex to that, what would the context be? So I'll kind of try to narrow it down from there. So I'll decide like, okay, if it's baseball, can we do something in the dugout? Or what if we did something like on the pitcher's mound? Or what if we did something like in the audience? You know, like if we put people in the audience, like then what? Like what's the situation in the audience? Are they fans? What if they were like fans of opposite teams, fucking each other? Like that's just like kind of a, right. Like that's something to start with to go on that can kind of get your motivation going and give you some energy for like. And then if they're fans of opposite teams, what are their expressions? How are they going to be treating each other in that moment? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like I think the idea I had was that, you know how when you watch a baseball game, sometimes they show the fans like dancing on the screen. It's up on that big screen. Everyone can see it. Like what if people were just fucking and they panned over? It was like that moment where they panned over and they saw some people fucking in the
That's
audience.
Awesome.
And you could see it on the screen. Like you could see like the picture I have in my head is like from the angle. It's kind of a low angle. You can kind of see they're up close to the camera, but like in the background you can see like maybe the people playing baseball are kind of all like shocked for a second, staring at the screen. At the screen's going. Maybe I don't know. You know, there's popcorn everywhere and shit. And there's just like that's how you just start. Like that's how I come up with all my ideas. Like some of my ideas seem complex, but they're not because you just arrive there by starting big and then narrowing down and then adding things that complement
it. Exactly, dude.
So another idea I had, and you guys are gonna steal my ideas, but whatever.
I'm writing them down right now. What are you talking about?
The other idea I had was like the one I had today was I was thinking about because I'll do this too. I have a hard time coming up with any idea that's interesting for me to draw when I'm sitting in front of a blank canvas. I can't get it going. Like I know some people that they start doodling and they roll with what they have and it turns into something great. And that's another way to do it too. But that never really works for me. I kind of have to start.
Neither.
From within my head and then get something going mentally before I can start figuring it out on the page. But another idea I had was like, I'll just the same process. I'll start with like a what was it? I was thinking of like a game show, you know, cause that's also like an interesting thing. I'm really into anything exhibitionist.
Public.
Like any, yeah.
Dude, cause
I just think it adds to
the best.
The
it is
so,
the fucking best.
So, I thought of like a game show, like The Price is Right, but add a twist to it, make it sexual. So I was thinking like maybe like two girls or a girl and a guy could be on the floor doing 69, and they're on the floor of the game show, and like in the background you have like the Price is Right wheel that's spinning, and maybe it stops on the number 69. You know, it's just right. Kind of like a funny thing, and then maybe like Bob Barker is in the background, like acting like shocked or excited or something. I don't know, but I just feel like you can easily give yourself like what I like to do is give myself a set of constraints, like creative restraints, and say because when you narrow it down like that, you start to find like a focus. As opposed to having all the options open to you and then not knowing where to take it. So start with some constraints, figure out ahead of time, like who, where, and what. And then as you do your thumbnails, as you start working it, and I recommend you do several thumbnails, because for me, the first idea is never as strong as it can be. But as you start working it, just keep answering those questions. Like, you don't have to answer them all right away. Start with a premise and then add some shit to it and keep adding shit to it until you start to see the picture and the story. Because I think... I don't know. I mean, I don't know how other people approach their shit or what their priorities are. But for me, when I create an illustration, it has to have some sort of story to it. It doesn't have to be clear, but it needs to have like something interesting. Like we need to understand like why the characters are there and how they got there and what they're doing, or at least make you wonder how they got there in that situation.
That's when I end up just doing a comic.
Yeah.
I have a hard time portraying that in like one single image, so I always comic it up.
Yeah. So with the comics for me are like I take a different approach in terms of how I come up with that, the comics. I don't have any like experience or like wisdom I can drop on you regarding writing, but I do feel like all of my comics start from writing, and it's the same process for me where I can't sit down. That's another thing I discovered about myself, is I cannot sit down and just like start typing on a screen and figure out a story. I got to get away from the computer and get in my own head. So I'll go somewhere quiet and just drive out somewhere, or just get out of the house or do something else, and I'll kind of start thinking of the premise in my head, and then when I start coming up with stuff, I can start writing and pick it up from there. But that's the coming up with a story for writing, man. That's like a whole nother topic. I don't know what I have to say in terms of that right now. I did that comic that I'm hopefully assuming that most people listening to this may have heard of, since they're listening to this and they're into hentai and I'm here.
Yeah.
But
everyone knows the comic.
Yeah. So that one was just throwing shit against the wall. Like, I'm honestly surprised that it came out semi-coherent, because I kind of just improvised it along the way. But the good news about that was it provided me with like some real valuable feedback in terms of what works when you're building a story and building a character, and how to create tension, and how to set something up and resolve it, and how to treat the characters in a way that progresses them or makes them more interesting or builds their personality. So the good news is that I've been practicing writing a lot, and when I get around to the second chapter, it should be pretty cool. So it's
sweet. Yeah, you pretty much nailed it, dude. Like, you said that better than any of us could have ever. Like, you're totally right. Like I told you guys both before, I mean, nothing gets my creative brain clicked into place quite like Fallout does. I don't know what it is about that game, but something about it immerses me so much. It's like my favorite like subject, like post-apocalyptic.
Yeah,
is and so my you jam.
Could,
so.
You could take that. I mean, because Fallout has a good audience, so you could do like you could just keep doing parodies for as long as possible and keep fucking that chicken, metaphorically speaking.
Yeah.
But you could also take just that premise, like the premise of like the post-apocalyptic kind of survival genre, and you could spin off your own thing and just do whatever you want with it. Because that's the thing for me as an artist, and I think this is probably true for a lot of other artists, is you got your best work is going to come from almost always. I think it's going to come from a place of honesty when you're honest about just with yourself and what you like. So if you have something that gets the gears going and you can afford to do that, meaning you don't have other obligations, like you don't have to create content that you're required to just to pay the bills. But if you could do what you want to do, do the fucking thing you really want to do, man, because whether or not it has a big following or other people are super interested in it, I just believe you'll create better work.
Oh, I do every time.
Yeah.
I really love my OCs, and I love the genre of like sci-fi and stuff, but I know I realized too late that I am just fucking awful at drawing that type of thing. Like, I can't draw super fancy, you know, high-techy machinery and glowy dots and shit. Like, I'm much better at drawing like dirty, grungy, broken, you know, textured things. And then now I'm like stuck with these OCs that I'm in love with, but I can't really do anything with them because I'm terrible.
Well, there's also the flip side, is that when you practice drawing things out of your comfort zone, you inevitably...
I was hoping for that, but it still hasn't come.
Yeah, it all depends on your level of motivation, and that's why I just think that you should probably honestly chase the things that interest you, because that's going to give you, at least for me, it's going to give you longevity. It's going to give you like drive that will outlast, I think, any other form of motivation. Just doing the shit that you really gets you going. Like, I can't sit here and say that that actually drawing is my favorite thing in the world. Like, I do enjoy the process of drawing, but it also has a fair amount of frustrations and setbacks, and there's days even when you don't feel like doing it, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. We all know that one.
Yeah, and not everyone's like that. Some artists are just like monsters, and they're like
Paula.
Yeah, like Paula. She's like, I fucking love John 24/7. And it's like, I couldn't, and I know other artists like that, they're just non-stop. And that's not me. Like, I need a little downtime to recharge my batteries, and I need to have this kind of like an object of desire to chase, and that's what gets me excited about drawing. It's not the aspect of drawing that gets me excited, it's, hey, I could create this thing that would be really cool. Like, I could create, like, with a comic, you know, like, that was a lot of hard work, and there were times when I didn't enjoy it, but I really wanted to make a comic. Like, I wanted to make a comic more than I wanted to draw it. And because I wanted to make it so badly, I sat down and, like, made it. It took me forever, but I sat down and, like, made it. I was, even through the hard days, I was like, gotta fucking make this shit, man.
That's how I am currently with this comic. It's not the comic that gets me. It's the idea that I want to see, because no one else has done it, so I have to do it, and now I have to be the one to sit down and fucking swallow
and also,
that pill.
But also, think about this, too. You are the only one who will ever do that. Like, other people, I mean, this is super obvious cliche shit, but just, I think we often overlook this. Anyone else can come up with the same idea, and other people could draw the same subject and whatever, but you are the only one who will draw that thing the way that you do. Nobody else on the entire planet will draw the thing that you're drawing the way that you're drawing. You're the only one who can give that thing to everybody else. So you are the only one who can draw it. And it's up to you to do it and put it out there and make it good. And that's a very satisfying, rewarding feeling that you're like, I fucking did this shit, and these bitches out here like it, and now I'm just sipping soda and eating popcorn.
Nice, dude. Okay, that went on a lot longer than I thought, but it was really
good.
I feel like we're
at a TED Talks right now.
I know. Me too. Plus, you were quiet so long, and fucking Neurotabot.
I could see the TED sound effect that comes in, and then like, all right, so we're drawing these titties and buttholes, and you know, it's real important to chase the butthole you desire. I chase the butthole.
No
that
one
I
will ever draw
for,
that butthole the
for,
way.
No
you
one
just
will
drew
ever
that.
Draw that butthole with the shine, just the way you do. It.
The glisten on that on that cloaca.
Yeah. I went to South Africa and I taught these poor children how to draw the buttholes. Now they're you know.
You too could change your life.
You too can change your life.
For only 3 easy installments of $29.95.
Learn
you
how
can...
to draw the cloaca.
That's right.
Send Learn your how to money fuck now, that chicken. And you'll get 2 courses for the price of one.
But wait.
You're going to get up there on stage and show everyone how to fuck a chicken skin.
Oh my god, yeah. Damn it, that's
You've
the thing
not,
now.
You have not known true pleasure until you fuck
You warm up
skin.
That fleshlight. Oh, right.
Man, how come, why is it that there isn't like a TED sex? You know, there's like TEDx, right? TED sex. But why the fuck is it, why, I don't get it, man. I guess I just must be weird, because I always feel like, why don't people talk about sex more often? Why is it like still such a taboo thing?
Because
like,
America.
We have to, No, but I feel like that's all over the world, though. I feel like people, maybe there's pockets, like there's some areas in the world that maybe it's like more, people are more open-minded, but I feel like in general, sex is just like always this, I don't know, it's just so
taboo,
yeah. And just like, it's cool that there's this kind of like online community that sort of revolves around like artistic expression and like being into it, but it's still like in real life, I mean, everyone knows, you go out to real life, unless you're just a super unique individual like- and all you-
Just like how what we like were saying earlier. Yeah, like you just can't talk about this stuff with certain people.
Yeah.
Like when I get off my computer, unless I'm going over to your house, I don't talk about this stuff.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways. We should probably answer some Q&As now. Questions.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Flux, did you want to answer that? Because I feel like that he took the wind right out of us both, and he should have answered first because he said it for all of us.
I mean, he pretty much summed it up. There's not really much point of me rehashing.
It's my podcast.
Same.
Bitch. All right.
You got a bunch of questions, I think.
Fuck.
Yeah. There's been a
few. I threw that out there like half an hour ago. I didn't even look at them. Whatever. Just send them over.
I got a few. There was the one that you said you wanted to answer. Something about Metal Gear Solid, I feel.
Yeah. Somebody, because that was the first question. I was like, oh shit, this is probably going to be the only question. But I like Metal Gear. I like Metal Gear a lot. So, that was kind of my jam. You know, a lot of people grew up with like Zelda and shit like that. I feel like I grew up with Metal Gear Solid. Like I was playing the first Metal Gear Solid, and all the sequels. My favorite is the third one. I don't know. Are you guys into that series at all?
Nah.
Not really. Well, I mean, I think that the guys are hot. Like, Raiden is so fucking fine. Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's I'll Raiden. Keep... Thank you very much.
Raiden. Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. Whatever. I just care about that ass. I don't give a fuck about that name.
Actually, it's pronounced Raiden.
Oh, man. I was just going to say, to answer the question, I think the third one's the best. I think they asked about... The fifth one,
I thought it was cool.
I didn't like it because it started to get. You guys haven't played it, but it starts to get repetitive because I think the story was, Kojima wasn't able to. I don't know. I'm gonna piss people off because I know what I'm talking about. I think they didn't finish the game. I think they had to wrap it up and they couldn't finish everything they wanted to do. So like the story kind of got cut off a little bit, and then they started putting in like filler missions where they had you. Do the same shit from before, but now you had to do it in a different way. So that was like I started getting bored towards the end of it, but that was a good game. The third one is third is the best game, man. That's got the best story and the best moments, I think. But anyway,
that question was from Olivier Tyrannus.
Yeah, thanks for that question, Olivier Tyrannus.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Okay. sorry. Next one. Let's see what else we got here. Major Lossy, I don't know how to say it. Raiden asks, just kidding, what's the first hentai manga you ever masturbated to / what's your favorite fetish? Okay, that's two questions. Let's just answer the manga one. So what's the first hentai manga you ever masturbated to? I think mine, okay, it's probably the same for everyone else, but I'm pretty sure mine was Bible Black.
That's not a manga, though, is it? That's animation.
I just assume every anime starts as a manga.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really read books and masturbate to mangas that are drawn, but I think the animation, I mean...
You gotta give back your hentai card.
I don't have a hentai card. Take it.
You gotta give back. You gotta... Yeah. What? You... Never?
Never? No, I mean,
that's where all this shit started for me, man. That's my bread and butter, though. Like, hentai manga is my bread and
butter. Yeah, that's not mine. That's not me. I don't give a fuck about that.
Whoa. But I sent you those pictures and you liked them.
They were great. I mean, I loved them, but...
The first one that I think I masturbated to was Bondage Fairies.
I remember Bondage Fairies. Yeah.
Everyone says that that's our age. Like, oh fuck, I forgot.
Yeah.
The bugs one?
Yeah.
Oh god, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, man. And then I was like really into this comic Ranma Half.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I was jerking off to it. I think I was just getting like a boner. I think that was just a boner one.
It was just a boner one.
Man, I think it was definitely Bondage Fairies for me.
For me,
I do remember that.
I don't remember a manga specifically because I discovered anime before I discovered manga, which sounds weird, but that's just how it happened. Like anime anime stuff for me was La Blue Girl,
mm-hmm.
and those old like Viper pictures.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Oh,
Viper?
I remember those. Yeah. Yeah. They're still. Are they still around?
I don't think they've done anything in a really long time. I haven't seen anything.
I remember those two. Yeah, I think it was. I discovered anime first too. I think probably most of us in the West did because we were exposed to like Dragon Ball and like Sailor Moon and stuff like really early on. But what was I gonna say? I just remembered something. Oh, I was watching. I think the first animation that got me going was Kite. You guys remember that?
I never saw Kite, but I know what you're talking about. Oh, it had like some really explicit stuff in it, right?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was funny because it wasn't really a hentai. It was like an animated film, like an actual, like I think like a full featured animation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And it was like a kind of like about a I think like a brainwashed assassin chick, and then there was a follow up called Mezzo Forte, which is also kind of like an action-y thriller.
I've heard about that one. Mm-hmm.
But randomly, like they're all action and fighting and shit, but then randomly there's like a fucking super graphic, explicit like sex scene just kind of like shoehorned in there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I remember I was like really young when I saw it. I was like 12 years old. I was like, yeah, they're like shooting people and motherfuckers are landing on cars and all of a sudden there's like chick is taking it in the ass and the pussy. Like, what?
Yep. I know the exact animated GIF that's of that exact scene, and I'm just like, holy shit.
Do you guys remember, was it Bible Black? Okay, there's this like scene where a guy had a girl on a desk or like a table or something, and he was fucking her, she was on her back, and there was another girl next to him on her back too, and he was fucking her with a shotgun, and he like pulled the trigger.
Ah No, don't know that one.
Shit was my jam.
Of course
I have problems. I have problems.
You're fucking chickens and putting shotguns up your ass and jerking off a chicken skin.
Yeah, dude, something's wrong with me. Send help.
No, I was gonna say you're my type of person.
Living life on the edge.
That's why we're friends, Isaac.
Yeah, we're good friends.
I'm gonna get off this podcast and go fuck some chicken skin.
Me too, buddy. I'm coming over. I'll bring
it's
the
readily
chicken.
Available.
All right.
All right, here's another
one. We might have to thaw that chicken out, though, because it's frozen right now. But
yeah, that's fine. Just get the fleshlight. Just put it in the warm water.
It's broken, remember?
So what? You can still do stuff.
It's just long gone.
If you line the inside with chicken skin.
There you go. Yeah. And then the chicken skin's going to be bumpy from the bumps.
New tech.
When you put
that's
warm
so
water
gross,
on it,
it might
cook it, though. It might cook it.
Can you just imagine when you're cleaning that shit and you're pulling out cum-soaked chicken skin? Like, that's just...
Dude,
that's
see,
like,
I didn't want to think that
think
far
about,
ahead.
Yeah, don't think that far ahead. You ruined fantasy when you think of it realistically.
You gotta have the moment.
There's no consequences in fantasy land.
Yeah. Anyways, here's another one. This one's probably not good for us because we are all gross. Maddie Shoestring asks, how do you keep healthy while having an occupation that keeps you sitting down in front of a computer so much?
You don't.
Dude, like, the fuck? It's a miracle I don't weigh like 300 pounds right now. I think the only reason is because my diet is so goddamn amazing.
Yeah, you eat like a rabbit.
If it wasn't for that, I'd probably be nasty. But I mean, I do yoga. You take some walks now and then. Yeah. But I don't really exercise.
I get up and walk around. I stretch my legs. I'm gonna be getting an exercise bike this fall. And hopefully that'll be better. Cause like, I could go jogging or something, but it's like 1,000 degrees outside. So that's not great.
Yeah. I think the most important thing, though, when you're sitting stationary and your life involves you doing nothing but sitting is your diet. Like, diet is important in general, but even more so when you're not exercising or getting physical activity, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. If I sat around all day, like, chugging soda and eating fucking corn dogs or something, I'd be a horrible mess. But I'm only half a mess right now just because, there is something to be said for sitting on your ass for 8 to 8+ hours a day for your job. And it takes its toll. I've gained weight since I started this job full time, but I mean, I'm not the size of a house, but I could be better. So, but a lot of that is also getting older and my body's like, I'm not going to do with this food what you think I should do with it. Yeah. I'm gonna disperse it to all the parts you don't want people to see.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Damn it, body. What about you, Rotobot? Rotobot.
Well, I think you guys covered it. I just wanted to say shout out to Maddie Shoeskin. And
Maddie Shoeskin, Maddie Chickenskin.
What did I say? Maddie Shoestring. Shout out to Maddie Shoestring. That guy, I recognize that name. He replies to me a lot and he hits me up a lot. So I appreciate you because, you know, it's nice to have people interact with you online. So
yeah,
you know, big up to you.
Big ups.
I forgot your question already. I'm sorry, but I think these guys answered it.
All right.
Yes.
We got time for one more, and it's kind of important, and it's directed towards you, Aradabot. It's from Haru Blossom.
Hey, Haru.
What's up, girl? Anyway, she says, she really loves the way you use screen tones. How do you apply them? What resolution do you use when doing screen tone illustrations?
Okay, let me see if I can... I guess it's probably obvious, but they're all done digitally, so it's not like traditional shit where you're cutting out stuff and pasting it. It's done in a program called Clip Studio. You probably already know that much, but just in case you don't. And it's real easy. The way that I do it is you put your line work down, then you go to another layer under the line art, and I lay down just gray tones with like a pen tool or whatever. Like just basically like you would be do any way you would do cell shading. Mm-hmm. Cell shade your drawing in gray tones, and my recommendation is to stick to only a couple of tones, like three or four different shades of gray, you know.
Mm.
And then once you got that down, I merge all those layers together so the gray shaded areas are on one layer. And then there's a button you can hit in Clip Studio, and if you need me to get more specific, just send me a Twitter. I'll show you exactly where it is. But there's a button on the towards the top of the screen under like layer properties or something, and then you hit that shit. And then it automatically turns those gray cell shades into screen tones.
Jeez, that would have been so helpful back then.
But then, but it gets a little more. That's a simplified version. There's more. I do some tricks and shit with it. But so the resolution is pretty high. I think you want to work in the highest resolution you can. It doesn't have to be anything specific. But then you need to. You have to go in and specify certain things, like the dot pitch and the opacity, which will change like the diameter of each dot. And then there's a couple other things that you need to be aware of, but it would take me too long to explain them all. But anyway, when you're done, you have to rasterize the layer, because basically when the program takes those gray flat tones and turns them into a screen tone, it does it like on an algorithm or something. So it's still considered like it's not rasterized, so it's not just like a flat pixel. So you have to rasterize it, and then once you do that, it's like you're telling the computer, like, I'm done with this shit. And then once you rasterize it, it changes the way it looks a little bit, so you have to kind of experiment. But then after that, I blur them a little bit, because if you leave them, I think they're a little too harsh, so I just give them a quick blur. And that's about it. If you need more specifics, what was the name?
Blossom.
Haru Blossom.
Haru Blossom. Yeah, if you need to know, girl, just, you know, hit me up. I'll tell you all about the screen tones.
Ooh.
I have one little thing that I need to add to that.
Don't
you were talking
say that
about,
again.
You were saying what resolutions, and it doesn't really matter for digital and stuff. Yeah. And for digital, that's absolutely true. If it's going to print, it absolutely matters. 100% matters.
Okay.
I made that mistake. And Hizzy knows what I'm talking about.
Well,
So do you mean it matters that it's large, or it has to be a specific
No,
size?
I mean it has to be a specific DPI.
Okay.
Because if you send the wrong DPI to the printer, and they just go off of that, then you're going to get moire patterns. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
And all the screen tones, and it's going to look like fucking hot garbage. So you need to match the DPI of the printer, which is anywhere from at least like 1200 DPI.
So, I've been doing mine or like at 600,
which is fine for digital.
Okay, but yeah. If I print it, you're saying it's going to be trash?
If you send it to a press, yes.
Man,
I told you about that. I brought that up to you.
I had this happen. We sent it because I did a comic, a doujin, many years ago, and we got it printed on a press up in Canada, And they called me the day of, and they're like, "Yeah, this is the wrong resolution for these patterns, and it's coming out horrible." And we need
okay,
to
so
change
let me give you one more tip here in case you're gonna print stuff, because I don't really know about the specifics of all this because I've never
don't
tried printing it.
Don't rasterize it if you're gonna print it.
No. You can't. You should. It's gonna get rasterized anyway when you save your JPEG. So right. you have to have your source files ready. But what I do is I did this from the start because I was like, I fucking don't know this shit. I better have a safety guard. So in the program, just select your layers when you're ready to convert them, merge them, and then copy that layer, and then undo. You can go back as many steps as you want to undo the merger so the layers come back, and then paste the copy on top, and then hide the other layers, and then rasterize the copied layer, and then save that shit. And then when you come back to it, if you need to make changes, hide that shit, bring the original back. Boop, boop. And then
there you go.
Basically, preserve the integrity of your
preserve
layers.
That shit, man. Yeah. Preserve it like you would a chicken skin in the freezer. You're gonna take that shit out later. You need to fuck around with it. You gotta freeze that shit.
Oh my god!
Words to live by.
Why is this happening to me? Should have never said it.
You brought this on yourself, Izzy.
I should have never said it again. It was almost gone.
I have a request though. I don't know where we're ending this thing, but
pretty soon.
Can you call this episode Chicken Skin?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh. Fuck. God damn it.
The average person is going to look at the thumbnail and be like, what the fuck?
Chicken Skin.
But all the people who know about it, which is quite a few, actually will be like, yeah. Oh my god. People still bring that up too. I'm not even the one who brings it up all the time. Like, I'll go into a stream or something.
Ren brings it
Come
up sometimes.
Come on, man. That's you fucked yourself for life, man.
I did.
That was your Covfefe moment.
Covfefe. Fuck.
No, man. People aren't going to remember Trump for Covfefe.
I like the way the Gollum guy pronounced it when he was speaking.
Oh,
Gollum.
Yeah, that was funny.
What the fuck? You did that voice so good.
Such a great reading.
Do it again.
Have you guys seen the? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Do your thing. Yeah. Do your thing.
Do the Gollum thing. Say kafuffy.
I don't like performing.
Put him on the spot.
What?
Have you guys?
Precious.
Holy shit!
That's good.
So good, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was amazing.
Have you guys seen the one where the Mark Hamill did the Trump tweets as the Joker?
Yes!
No!
Those are good.
What?
Oh god. Well, you know Mark Hamill does the voice of Joker, is he?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, he still kind of does that role in other things too. Like, he was in the show Arrow, and he played a guy named Trickster, and Trickster is the Joker, at least the way he plays him. So,
cool,
same voice and everything.
Up.
Yeah, it's a great performance. Nice. But yeah, he did a reading, and it was fucking great. I love
nice.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so is there anything else? Think that's about it.
Probably.
Wrap it up.
I don't know. Rod, but this is your podcast. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not over until I say it's over.
Okay.
It's over.
Okay. It's over!
It's over. All right, well, Flux, you want to roll the outro?
Yeah.
What?
I'm like, what am I supposed to do? This is new.
No, just say goodbye.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening to our really weird fucking chicken skin filled podcast. Thank you, Aronabot, for being here.
Yeah, man. Thank you for letting me fuck up your shit.
I love you fucking up my shit. It's the best. All
right, man.
Call him daddy. Do it.
God.
Thanks for letting me fuck up your shit, Daddy.
Thanks for creating a sound clip that people can isolate. I appreciate that.
Next time, you're gonna bring the chicken skin.
Alright, everybody, alright. Thanks for hanging out on Pillowfort Pub. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.